What I want to talk with you about today is the question of when Avemos begins, and we'll see a what's it called? Shmuel Beis, Perek, Yud Beis speak about how David HaMelech and Bathsheba had this episode that David becomes attracted to this woman. He's on top of the roof, etc. And as a result, David, to kind of cover himself up, sends Uriah Hachiti to the front lines, and Uriah is killed. So Nasan HaNavi comes to David HaMelech and he gives the famous mashal about how if you have a person who only has one sheep and someone comes and takes that one sheep from him, and Ashir has many sheep, comes and takes that one sheep from him, so what should happen? So David HaMelech says the Ashir should die. And the Navi says, you're the guy. And therefore, David HaMelech is told by the Navi that he's going to suffer tremendously. And the first part of his suffering is that Meis HaYelet, that the child who Bathsheba was pregnant with dies. Now, what happened was in those psukim, the baby is sick. David HaMelech is sitting on the ground and he's not bathing or anything. And then when the baby dies, David HaMelech gets up. He washes himself, etc. And they ask him, what's the pshat? So David says, listen, Kol Zman the baby was alive, I'm davening, etc. Now that the baby is dead, I'm good to go, right? And I'll wash, etc. So the kasha is one second. Aren't there Yisurim of Avelos ringing and Onen? How did David get up and wash himself? So the answer that the Rambam tells me is that David HaMelech knew that there's no Yisurim of Avelos by an Onen. Again, this is almost like Brisker Torah in the sense of that we assume that everything that happened in Navi is absolutely halachically correct. No? But okay, Zolzayin. So David HaMelech knew that there's no Yisurim of Avelos. That's why he goes and he washes himself after the baby died. Bozman, the baby's alive, so he didn't because then he's David. Yeah. Zot the Ramban, right, in page Resh Yud Beis of the Torah Ha'odom, the Ramban says, one second, David HaMelech is davening, Kol Zman, the baby is alive, because maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam's decree will be rescinded, but then the baby dies, so that's a Goy Milson Afrei, the baby's a Nathal, and therefore there's no Avelos, there's no Aninos, nothing. That's what the Ramban assumes. It's on page Resh Yud Beis in the Torah Ha'odom, it's on page Ayin Gimel in the Torah Ha'odom, etc. That means, l'cha'ora, that when the baby died, so then you know that the baby's a Nathal. And according to the Ramban, for a Nathal, there is no dinim of Aninos. Right? We spoke yesterday about whether the dinim of Aninos apply to a Nathal, and we said it should depend on whether there's a chiyuv of kavura, right? Or is it out covenant base, right? The two opinions in the Taisvis. So the issue of whether there's a chiyuv of kavura on a nathal is machlokas in the Magen Avraham and Agos Maimoni and Siman Tuf Kof Chaf Vav and Ayur Chaim. The if your hold is a chi of kavura on an eifel, so it would be reasonable, right, that there should be a din of aninos. Even so, the Ramban is saying one of two things. Either there's no chi of kavura on an eifel, like the Hagos Maimini, etc. Or the Ramban is saying that the dinim of aninos are not because of kavura, but it's because of the kavod hameis. The Gilyan Maharsha points this out in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha meis lo his olav, so then there's a dinim of aninos. So what do you mean? Meis shehu his olav? So it sounds like wa afuki and onain. So the Goyim Marsha writes, well, even according to the Magen Avraham, that there's a mitzvah of kofro, still there's no aninos. And the Chaora, that would only make sense if you hold that aninos is out kvaido shameis, and you have to say that for a nefel, there's no kavod. So yes, you're right. So let's go slowly. So the Pashtus, the Rambam, is saying that there are no dinim of avelos on an onen, meaning that the haskalah of the dinim of avelos, and that's why the Rambam writes that Meshi Yisasem is when the chiyuv of avelos begins, when the kever is filled in. Nachmanides disagrees with Maimonides, and the Ramban writes on page Reish Yud Beis that no. The Pashtus is that the chiyuvim of avelos apply to a onen as well. Now, in pain, Nishalat HaSheila, how come an onen is mutter to wear shoes, etc.? Right? That's a davar pashut. The onen is allowed to wear shoes. Of that's an iser of avelos. So the Ramban has two answers. Answer number one of the Ramban is that fundamentally avelos begins b'shas misa. The only thing is that you're allowed to wear shoes in order that you should be oseg in the kavura properly. If you're not wearing leather shoes, so then you'll be delayed. And if you'll be delayed, you won't be able to be mekayim kavura properly because you're going to be like, what, there's going to be mud on your feet. It won't work. So therefore the Ramban says that kadeshi is asig bit kavuras hameis. That's why you're allowed to wear leather shoes. The second mahalach of the Ramban on page Reish Yud Beis is that no. Second mahalach of the Ramban is that the reason why the onen wears shoes is because there are tzvei dinim in avelos. One din of avelos is miyut tanugim. The avel is not supposed to enjoy himself. Talmud Torah. What's more geschmack in the world than Talmud Torah? Right? This is like the Yeshiva Bachur Sara. There's nothing more geschmack. Tashmish Hamita. There are certain dinim of avelos which are tanugim, that are aser. But then there are other dinim of avelos which are there that you should be mitzayer yourself. The dinim of ne'ilas hasandal, the Ramban says, is a din that you should be mitzayer yourself. You're wearing uncomfortable shoes, you're going to be in pain, right? So in that case, the dinim that of imposing tzar on yourself, those dinim do not apply b'shas aninus. That's the second mahalach of the Ramban. Now, this distinction between ta'anugim and tzar, the Ramban says that even according to those opinions, that aveilos yamishin is d'oraisa, right? There's going to be a machlokas between Mechaber and Rambam. It's a machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam on one hand versus pretty much the rest of Judaism. Well, many Chachmei Sfarad agree with it, that aveilos yamishin is d'oraisa. The Ramban says aveilos yamishin is only d'oraisa on Ta'anugim. Aveilos yamishin can't be d'oraisa on Dinim of Tsar. Right? The din d'oraisa is that you can't have Ta'anugim. That's what the Ramban says. So there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether haskolas ha'avelos, or the Pashtus is, that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether haskolas ha'avelos is mishas misa, just they have certain kulas of Ni'ilas HaSandal, etc., for one of two reasons. That's what the Ramban says. But the Rambam holds that no, Hascholas HaAvelos is really from the Zman of Kavura. There's a famous dispute between the Netziv and his brother-in-law, Rav Rafal Shapiro, who was also the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. Since it was like the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin for like 70 years, no? Volozhin, I think, Volozhin began in 1803, right? The same year as the Louisiana Purchase, no? Just to help you remember. And then Volozhin went out of business, like basically in the 1890s, whatever. It got out of business, it went back into business. The government wanted them to have secular studies. This is the riot that everyone has against YU because Volozhin closed because they didn't want them for secular studies in the yeshiva. The Pashtuses, Rabbi J.J. Schachter is correct. He writes an article in the Torah Umada Journal, I think volume 7, where he writes that no. You have to look at the original sources, like Historia. The reason why Volozhin closed is they wanted so much secular studies that the guys would have no time to learn Gemara at all. But if you're able to learn Gemara and do secular studies, so that's mamash mutar, and we have Baruch Hashem defended Torah Umada, because or else I'd be fired. That's the basic yisod. And I couldn't get a job anywhere else because I've been in YU. So what can we do? But so the Netziv and Rav Rafal Shapiro are both the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. I think they're brothers-in-law, and they had a machlokas about the following case. What happens if a person gets a telegram, right, that a relative died, and the person says, I'm not going to the Levaya, I'm done. Right? You hear that a relative died, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and you decide you're not going to the Levaya. Now, the Netziv assumes that Avelos begins right away. And Rav Rafal Shapiro says that no, Avelos only begins in the Zman of the Kavura. Meaning, you get a telegram that your relative died, and you know that they're not going to bury your relative for a few days or for a few hours, whatever it is. So the Netziv says Avelos begins right away. Rav Rafal Shapiro says Avelos doesn't begin until the Zman of Kavura. Now, by the way, Halacha L'maaseh for us today, it's very different. No, because most cases when you hear news that a relative died, even if you're not going to go to the Levaya, but you're going to watch the Levaya on Zoom, or you're going to watch the Levaya, you'll hear the Levaya in what's it called? You'll hear the Levaya over what's it called? Over the phone. So if that's the situation, so over this, the Simas HaGolol is relevant for you. Right, the whole cheshbon of the Netziv is that the Avelos begins right away because for you, Stimas HaGolol is irrelevant. You're home, right? You're in New York, and the relative died in Schnippeshock. So Stimas HaGolol isn't relevant. For you, it's like you're turning around. That's the halacha. The Avelos begins when you turn around from the Shahar Ir. So for us today, you're not really turning around. You're still involved because of the Zoom, etc. So I think it's a Dabar Pasha. The Avelos does not begin until the Zman of the Kavura. But what's this machlokas between Rav Rafal Shapiro and the Netziv? The Pashtus says this is totally in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. If I assume like the Rambam, that the dinim of Avelos only set in at the Zman of the Kavura, so before the Zman of the Kavura, Avelos can't set in at all. If, however, I hold like the Ramban, that the dinim of Avelos are chal from the Zman of Misa, so the person, right, isn't Avel already. Misa happened. So therefore, you have to begin to prava Avelos according to the Ramban, not according to the Rambam. That is the Pashtus in the Halacha. One could maintain that this issue is a dispute between Rabbi Yosef Karo and Rabbi Moses Isserles in the Code of Jewish Law. If you look in Sif Hei, you have to translate that into like yeshivish, or people know it's the Mechaber Rama, right? In Sif Hei. So the Mechaber writes that that you're allowed to wear your shoes, You don't do Atifas HaRosh, but you're not allowed to sleep Al Gabi Hamita. The Ramah writes Yesh Omrim that's Aser Berchita, Besipa, Besimcha, Ushe'er HaShalom, Betis Boras. Meaning, the Mechaber only says that you can wear your leather shoes. The Mechab, and you should do those things, or you don't have to be Mitzari yourself. You don't have to do Atifas HaRosh. In Kfiyas Hamita. Kfiyas Hamita is like, we don't really have Kfiyas Hamita anymore. Okay, they had beds that would not be stable and it would be hard to sleep on them. The idea of Kfiyas Hamita might have been in order to be Mitzayer yourselves. So you're not chayiv in these things, according to the Mechaber. But the Ramah writes that you're usher in the Chitza, Sipa, Simcha, etc., right? Meaning the Mechaber omits that din. So one could argue that the Ramah is paskening like the Ramban, right? That there's an Isser of Rechitza and Sipa on the Omri, but the Mechaber is not paskening like the Ramban. That's L'cha'ora, the practice. However, look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Oskot Gimel. By the way, when the Pesachei Tshuva quotes Chassam Sefer, he always quotes Chassam Sefer in brackets, because right, every single time, because he didn't have the Chassam Sofer when he originally wrote the Pesachei Tshuva, and he had it later on, so he right, adds it in brackets. So Sifkat and Chaf Gimel in the Pesachei Tshuva, he writes, Ayin Chassam Sofer, the Gam Dachar of Yosef came. That when this din, that you're also in the Chitza, Simcha, and Simcha, Rechitza, Sicha, and Simcha, that thing is true even according to the Mechaber. Sometimes the Ramah has a Yesh Omrim, but he's not pulling, he's not arguing on the Mechaber. He is explaining. That would mean that everybody is maskim, like the Ramban, that even the Mechaber holds, like the Ramban, that the Isurim of Avelos begin as Misa. That's where the Chassam Sefer writes it. I'm not convinced that this is right. I'm not, again, I offer any tapas kapas rag, the Chassam Sefer was Gaon HaGaonim, but it seems to me that when the Ramah just writes a comment, Aser Berachitza V'Sicha V'Simcha, so then he would be saying Pshat in the Mechaber. But if it begins as a Yesh Omrim, so the Chaora, the Ramah, is quoting a different Shita. Again, it's hard. For me, I did not look at the Chassam Sefer inside, at least for a number of years. I haven't looked at it inside, but it seems to me that Ora, the dinim, that the Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber, and that's why he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. That's what I would have said against the Chassam Sefer. Yes, sir. Can you speak louder? The Chassam Sefer says that there's no Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. And when the Ramah says, Aser Berachitza V'Simcha, Aser Berachitza V'Sicha V'Simcha, even the Mechaber agrees to that, which means that we hold like the Ramban, that the dinim of Avelos are maskil from the Zman of the Misa, not from the Zman of the Kavura. According to the Chassam Sefer, La Halacha, everyone paskens like the Ramban, not like the Rambam. And according to our Shtickle Torah, so that would mean what? That you should follow Reb the Nitziv, not like Reb Rufal Shapiro. By the way, in the Nefesh HaRav, so he says a funny vart. He says that Reb Moshe Soloveitchik used to paskin both like the Nitziv and like Reb Rufal Shapiro, meaning that you begin Avelos later on, but you finish Avelos based on the Cheshbon of Shas Misa. Right? In other words, you begin Avelos from the Zman of Kippurah, and you'll finish the Avelos from the Zman of Misa, that the Rav quotes his father, quotes of Moshe, that will say, Halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel, even when it's like a tarte desaseri, even when like we end up being mekel both directions. Right? A mekel that Avelos doesn't start until Kavura, but a mekel that it finishes from this man of Misa. Do you have a comment for me?
Yeah. Earlier in Shemini Amalek, it says, hey, this Yosef, what's that? Look, this
I want to talk about that in a second. So, Hashmash Hamita, Gemara Chavkim Beis, whether the dinim of Aninos apply on Shabbos or not. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanna Kamma says that you are, Tanna Kamma says that on Shabbos, Eichol Basar, Shosei Yayin, etc. And Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, or some have the Girsa Rav Ben Gamliel, not Rav Shimon Gamliel, they say, Meaning that according to the Tanna Kamma, so then Tashmish Shemitah is going to be usher on Shabbos for an omer. According to Rav Ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, so Tashmish Shemitah is going to be mutter. So the Rosh writes, and the Beis Yosef quotes this, how do I paskin? So the Yerushalmi says beferish that we pass in Rebbe Gamliel, meaning that Tashmish Shemitah is mutter on Shabbos. But the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rosh that you should pass like the Tanna Kamma, not like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. We have a rule, the Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvel, and therefore, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvel, therefore, we should really permit Tashmish Shemitah on Shabbos, or in certain cases, like Leil Tevilah, you should be Mechayiv Tashmish Shemitah on Shabbos. So, the Beis Yosef writes, B'shem the Rosh, Akati lo chal aleiha Avelos. Right? Meaning that the Dinim of Avelos are not chal, right? Yet, because you're an Oinein, because there's no Kavura. Well, that sounds very Maimonidean. Right? That sounds against the Ramban. So, L'cha'ayra, though, the Ramban is masking to this din. Right? Even though he wouldn't say the svara of Akati lo chal alav avelos, but Medina, to say that you're usher in Tashmish HaMita, makes sense within Ramban world, because of Pshat 1 in the Ramban, I'm only Mako on the Ilas HaSandal in order to be Osek B'Tzarkei HaBeis. And Pshat 2 in the Ramban is that I aser tanugin, but I'm not mechuyev in tsar, right? So if I aser tanugim, so Tashmish Shemitah has to be also like the Tanna Kamma. That's the pashtus what I thought should, the Ramban should write. However, if you look in the Ramban itself on page 73 in the Torah Sa'adam, the Ramban says a totally different word, which honestly, I'm not sure why he says this. The Lashon in the Ramban is that there's a machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Rif paskens like the Tanna Kamma. He quotes the Bahag, the Rif passing Tanna Kamma. The footnote says, we don't know where these people are. If anything, they're passing Rashbag. Fine, but kashali, we pass in halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. The Ramban asks the kasha, page 73. V'yesh lomar meso mutar lefanav eino bechlal dehechmiru bekavod hames befanav. Right. In other words, he says what? That meso mutar befanav. So amach mivekvoid hames, and therefore the dinim of right Tashmish Shemitah being Osir and Shabbos is true. He doesn't say the mahalakha that I suggested. That's considered tanug, or the kula only applies by the ilus sandal. I don't know why the Ramban doesn't say what the Ramban says, why he has to say something different. It just doesn't fit into my understanding of Judaism. But okay, so the pashtus is that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban, where the avelos begins b'shas misa, where avelos begins b'shas kavura. The Rambam says it begins b'shas kavura. And then we want to say it's maybe machlokas between the Mechaber and Rambam. But the Chasam Sefer says there's no machlokas. You have a comment, Mr.
Berkowitz?
Is repizza midin tanug or midin sar? So for us, we would say that rechitza b'pashtus is what? Is a din of tanug. But in their times, they were not rochets, or in their times, they might have only been rochets mishum tsar. But then again, Rechitza for them meant they can go to a bathhouse. Yeah, so the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes, one second. Kegon and Sifa and Tashmish Hamita and Tfilin, which is Pe'er. That's his logic. And he says that Rechitza is Idunin.
So that's why you have to.
That's why that you have to abstain from Rechitza because it's considered Idunin. Exactly. Okay. What? The Gemara Chaf Gimel was talking about the Dinim of Aninus and the Dinim of Aninus B'Shabes. Says Machlokas Tanna Kama Rashbag about Aninus B'Shabes and whether Tashmish Hamita is permitted. And how come, right? So the Rosh says that we are Machmir despite the fact Halach Divrei HaMeikel were Machmir because Halach Divrei HaMeikel does not apply by Aninus, right? Aninus L'chor and Aveilus L'chor. That's very Maimonidean. The Ramban would have to say differently because considered a tainug. However, on page Ayin Gimel, the Torah Adam, he does not say that, which is my Tzarech Iyun. I don't know.
Where's that one? That's
Chav Gimel on the base. Moikat, yes. Stam Gemara is Moikat.
Got
Right? Stam Gemara is a Moikat. Oh, let's go weiter. There is a discussion about the Bnei HaShulchan Se'if Katan Beis. Do you have to tell somebody that there was Misa and he should prava aninos, meaning he should not do mitzvahs? By Avelos, we pass in Siman Taf Beis Se'if Yud Daled that you don't tell somebody that he is an Avel. If he asks you, you can't lie. But you shouldn't tell someone he's an Avel. And if you know that Reuven lost his father, you can invite Reuven to your wedding and dance with Reuven, etc. You shouldn't tell somebody. Motzi diba huksil. Right? If you say bad things, you're an idiot. Motzi diba huksil. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. So now, in Shulchan Aruch Taf Beis, it says that you only tell someone that a relative died in order that they should say Kaddish. And it sounds like you only tell the boys, you don't tell the girls, because it would sound like only men say Kaddish, not women. We'll have to discuss Kaddish for women at greater length, but I don't think it's Mukher Haror. Five-0 has that deal in Taf Beis if you'd Beis. That you get an impression that girls should not say Kaddish. But the Pashtus is that just it's not standard practice that girls say Kaddish. That's the Lashon of the Rav Yah that is quoted. It doesn't say that girls should not say Kaddish. The Lashon is that, Kasov HaGos, excuse me, that Rashi said, one second. Oh, the Darkei Moshe, excuse me, Darkei Moshe quotes it. Now, Revayo writes that you should be modi'a l'bonim ha-zecharim k'dei she'yispalanu aleihem. Zecharim, that means Kaddish. Heyman Yisrael meis nachas ruach b'zeh, aval banos ein minhag b'zeh. That's the Lashon. L'banos ein minhag. I don't know if that means that you, that girls dafka don't say Kaddish. Okay. Oh. So there's a machlokas in Bnei HaShulchan Se'if Katan Beis, right? Whether you're supposed to tell someone that he or she is an onen. By an avel, Taf Beis Se'if Yud Beis says you don't tell. What about by an einen? So Lufi and Niestaiti, that question relates to whether aninus l'chod and avelos l'chod, right? L'cha'ara, that should be the issue, right? Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says you don't tell about Aveilos, and maybe it, the same applies to Aninos. And in fact, the Chochmah Shlomo, which I don't have in my Shulchan Aruch, but maybe it's in the back somewhere, but the Chochmah Shlomo is Mitzayin, Siman Taf Beis if Yud Beis. Let me hear by Aninos. In other words, he's saying that the Dinim are the same. The Birkei Yosef says they are They are not the same at all. Oh. So now, this is the Pashtus in Judaism. Machlekes, Rambam, Ramban, depends on whether Haskalas Aveiros is Mishas Misa or Mishas Kevura. However, the Sefer Emek Bracha, that's Rav Arya Pomarchik, he was a student both of Rav Belval Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish. He died very young. He died like when he was 40. He was like one of the original people who lived in Bnei Brak when Bnei Brak was like all dirt roads. So in Rav Arya Pomarchik Sefer, he says, one second, you can tell me that according to the Rambam, Avelos is only maschil from the Zman of Kavura? But the Rambam paskins that there's a mitzvah, a doiraisa of Avelos, and the Rambam's raya that there's a doiraisa of Avelos is shenemar v'achalti chatos hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. The psukim in Parshas Shmini, no the Navi die, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Aaron with like these tainos, like what are you doing? There are three korbanos, etc. Right? V'achalti chatos hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. So one second. Maimonides, you're saying the Avelos is Deraisa, but you're bringing a raya from Aaron and Nadab Ravihu. They're not yet buried. It's Aninos, right? The Psukim, the next Psukim say that tell Mishael and El Tzafan to take them out, to take Nadab Ravihu out. There's no Kavuri yet, right? So how can you prove Avelos is Deraisa from that episode with Aaron when, right, Machara, that's Aninos, Elamai. The dinim of Avelos actually maskil from this man of Misa. So therefore, Frek the Emek Brach, and this is also in the Divrei Yecheskel, in the Simin Yud Zayin, Os Vav, they both say the same Yisoy, that even according to the Rambam, Haskalas HaAvelos is Shas Misa. The only thing is that an Onain is usher to do mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs an Onain can't do is the mitzvah of Avelos. It's very creative, no? The Onain can't do mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Avelos. Meaning that the Rambam is going to say that there's no Avelos because you're not allowed to do mitzvahs. Now, one second, one second. The Emek Brecha says, mitzvahs. Some of these mitzvahs of Avelos are like mitzvahs b'sheva al ta'aseh. Right, don't do tispores. Don't cut your hair. Right, okay, these are dinin b'sheva tasa, ne'ilas hasandal, etc. When I say that an einin doesn't do mitzvahs, does that apply to mitzvahs which are b'sheva tasa, only to mitzvahs which are kum ase? So that's a question that we alluded to the other day. According to the Emek Bracha, the dinim of a pure mitzvahs applies to what we would call mitzvahs esse or mitzvahs lois esse, but even the mitzvahs lois esse of Avelos are part of the asse of Avelos, and therefore you're pater from Avelos, right? Notice I don't look at the action, I look at the source, right? That's the way the Emek Bracha says it. He points out that the Teferis Yisrael says that the Torah is only on mitzvahs esse in the active sense. Now on the Sheva Taisos, the Gaon over here in Os Yud Ches might sound that way also, but the Emek Recha says, not true. That would mean that even according to the Rambam, Haskalas HaAvelos is Shas Misa. Reb Fivel Cohen points out that this Mahalach is very difficult. You see, if this is the Pshat, so then there can be no time lapse between the end of Aninos and Haskalas HaAvelos. If Avelos fundamentally begins at Shas Misa, the only thing is that you can't do mitzvahs, right? So that means that if Aninos ends, so Avelos has to begin. Yet the halacha is nitazai, right? The halacha is that Aninos ends when you begin Kavura. Avelos doesn't begin until Stimas HaGolol. Stimas HaGolol, we assume, either means that like you build like a mound on top of the kever, like it becomes a bit rounded, or some of the rabbanim say for us, Stimas HaGolol is that you take the marker and you put it in, and it says, "Here lies Slobodan, may he rest in peace," or whatever has the name there. So maybe that's Stimas HaGolol. So one second, that means that there's a bit of a time lapse. between the end of Aninos and the Haskalah of Avelos, according to the Emek Bracha slash Divrei Yecheskel, that can't be true. Moreover, Lachaura, Se'if Dalet is a raya against this Yisod. Katuv b'Se'if Dalet, Misha meis b'tfisa, v'lo nitan l'kavura, lo chal al ha'karovin aninus, v'gam. Right, someone dies in prison. I actually had a case like this, maybe we'll talk about later. Someone died in prison. So you don't have aninus because there's no din of kavura yet. You can't get the body out. But avelos doesn't begin yet also. So one second, right? According to the Emek Brecha, Divrei Yechezkel, so if there's no aninus, by definition, it has to be avelos. Right? So you can't have this halacha. You can't have this halacha as well. Let's just go back for a minute. I want to talk about the two ta'amim, the two reasons in the Ramban. Right? So we have so far as Machlokes Ramban, Lechoretz Machlokes between the Tzivan and the Refo, and then we said from the Emek Brach and the Divrei Yecheskel that this is not correct pshat in the Ramban, but right, their mahalach is difficult for two reasons that we noted. If you want to see the Badei HaShochets in Beit Urim, page 76, and the Kasha and Seif Dalet is my own Ramban has two reasons. How come the Onen wears shoes? Now, according to Ramban, the Dinam of Havel should begin with Shasmisa. How can you wear shoes? So one mahalach is that you wear shoes in order to be Oisik with Tzarchei HaMeis. The other mahalach is that you wear shoes because there's no dinim of tzar yet. Okay. Now, what's a nafkamina? So nafkamina, l'chorek, could be when it's nimsar l'kasofim, but you're still going, right? Then no dibihu, this case that we had in Sifkat and Kafalah, or in the case that comes up today, that you're going to the levaya, but you're putting the mace in the airplane to fly to Eretz Yisrael, etc. So in that case, what? You're not really Isaac and the Kavura. The Kavura is going to happen because the Chevra Kaddish is going to take care of it. But right, according, if you assume that, according to the Ramban, that the dinim of Avelos are chal from Shas Misa, v'chol hapachos, that there's no chiyuv mitzari yourself, saying you don't have to wear shoes. Or you don't have an isser of wearing shoes, I should say. Right? According to the Ramban, the Isser of wearing shoes would not apply. Or, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. According to Ramban, right, that the reason why you don't wear shoes is because wearing shoes is a tsar, so you're not mechuyev to be mitzar yourself, so therefore you do not have to wear sneakers. But according to the other reason in the Ramban, that what? That the reason of the Isser of wearing shoes is because you need to be Isaac b'kavuras hameis. So then, if it's nimsal kasafim, you're not Isaac in kavuras hameis. And if you're not Isaac in kavuras hameis, so then, what's it called? If you're not Isaac in kavuras hameis, saying you have no heter to wear leather shoes. Right? So, nafkamina. Between the two svaras of the Ramban, and Reb Chaim Cohen has this in the Badei HaShochet on page 106, a nafkamina between the two pshatim is if nimsal ksafim, whether they should not, whether they should still not wear, whether by nimsal ksafim, whether the isur of ni'ilas ha-sandal takes effect. Lechora, in our world also, in our world, people have sneakers. Right, Tisha B'Av sneakers, Yom Kippur sneakers. You could be Oisek B'Tzarchei HaMeis without wearing leather shoes. No, in our world, the pashtus would be that according to both reasons in the Ramban, right? I don't think our shoes today are mitzayir you at all. I don't think your sneakers are uncomfortable, and I don't think you will delay being Oisek B'Tzarchei HaMeis. So l'cha'ora, according to the Ramban, right, you should have to wear sneakers to the Levaya. According to the Rambam, You don't wear sneakers to Levaya. Because according to the Rambam, the dinim of Avelos are only chal by Kavura. Right? So that should be a nafka between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Reb Vaiva wants to say the nafka mina is when you're mosul k'safim, but l'cha'ora, I remember when Rabbi Michal Zilberman lost his mother, so he wore sneakers to his mother's levaya. L'cha'ora, that's probably correct because the Psalm Sefer says that everyone passes like the Ramban. So therefore, you should wear sneakers even before Kavura. It won't delay at all, right? That's the Pashtus. We don't pass them like the Rambam. So therefore, you should wear sneakers at the beginning. Yeah. So the practice is that Rabbonim tell the Avelim that you should bring your non-leather shoes to Levaya. And after Stimas HaGoylal, so then we do the Shura, right? You have the two rows, and that's then we assume the Haskalah HaPeilos is at that point, and you take off your shoes and you walk between the two lines. But according to the way we're learning, right, the Chaora, you should wear sneakers to the Levaya. Ain minog ha'olam kain, but it makes a lot of sense. And gentlemen, we should have it's hard to like, say we should have a good day when like we're finishing on these down, that's because we're learning Hilchos HaAvelos, but you should have a good day no matter what.